you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
One of our episodes this week was about Mississippi Freedom Summer. We mentioned a couple of times in the episode the podcast Scene on Radio and their series, The Land That Has Never Been Yet, and their episode on Freedom Summer. Something we didn't mention, but which I watched as part of the research and background into all of this, was the Freedom Summer documentary that came out in 2014 and was aired on PBS American Experience. You can currently watch it on the PBS website. That has a lot of interviews with people who were involved, and archival footage from the time. That is where I heard that that phone call between Johnson and Hoover about Rita Schwerner. One of the things that was really striking to me about this particular documentary is it reinforced how young everyone was. Because this took place in 1964, a lot of the volunteers were in their early 20s. A lot of the organizers were maybe into their later 20s. So people were doing these interviews when they were, in their 60s. Everybody looked really young, except for Pete Seeger, who is also interviewed because of his work with music during the Civil Rights Movement. And Pete Seeger looked ancient. He was significantly older than a lot of the other people interviewed, but it was just this huge contrast of, like, number one, reminding me of how recent this was and how young everyone was. And then also this contrast of, like, and then here's Pete Seeger, who looks like a grizzled old man.
Aw, Pete.
Yeah, every time I come across something about Pete Seeger, I'd like kind of go, I want to do an episode about Pete Seeger one day.
Yeah. This episode, like many, it is hard. I will give us away and say that we had to stop a number of times.
Yeah.
I get so angry I start to cry sometimes, which is not fun, but I think understandable. I imagine listeners sometimes experience the same things.
Yeah.
Humans.
Yeah. One of the things that's frustrating for me is the thing that we touched on at the end about how there is still a lot of voter suppression and a lot of discriminatory laws surrounding voting. that still exist today and have been sort of creeping forward in a lot of ways, with the most recent presidential election being so focused on like unfounded allegations of fraud that nobody has actual evidence that holds up for, and a fear that that trend is going to escalate. Like that is a response to baseless accusations of fraud. There will be further laws to make it harder for people to vote that are probably going to disproportionately affect the people that have historically had the hardest time voting already.
I hope not. But yes, that is an ongoing fear as well.
Yeah.
Again, so angry. Tears.
We've gotten a couple of emails from people when we have previously referenced the unsubstantiated allegations of fraud from people who have been really angry about how we need to tell both sides of the story. So I just want to take a moment and say that there aren't two sides of this story. There just aren't. There is the true side, which is that there are baseless allegations of fraud that have really sowed a lot of doubt in a lot of people's minds. But like,
unsubstantiated means unsubstantiated.
Yeah. And in some cases, demonstrably false. So like that has just made the whole thing deeply frustrating and frightening in terms of like what happens next in terms of the idea that we're supposed to be a democracy where everybody can vote and whether that is true or not.
I feel like we should say something peppy here at the end because it's Friday.
Normally we get to the end of these and I kind of go, that feels like a good stopping place. And like that felt like a stopping place, but not necessarily a good one.
Right.
I imagine our email and Twitter mentions will be full of, well, actually, emails from people saying that you have to have an ID to write a check. So why not to vote? And man, there's just so much information on that easily available on the internet.
What information? What?
Yeah. So, Holly, you mentioned that there were some times that there were just like angry tears and we had to take a minute. And often when there is something really sad happening in an episode, you have a trick that you do to try to sort of compartmentalize it in your mind.
Right. That helps me get rid of it. It doesn't work when you're already angry and not sad, which is that normally if I am weepy over something in an episode, I pretend I'm Bea Arthur because Bea wouldn't cry. She would get mad and address the problem. But when you're already angry, that doesn't fix it.
Let's just get more mad. Just stay mad.
My other trick is to think of odd Star Wars characters that make me laugh. And yeah. Sometimes that works in a situation like this. But really, Bea Arthur is always the good go-to. And it doesn't work in this scenario.
Yeah. This week, we talked about W. Montague Cobb. And I just want to tell the story of how this wound up finally on my episodes to do. Often, when I am out and about in the world, which of course is not something that's really happening now.
I'm obviously not laughing at the pandemic, just that we all have come to just live in this strange time where we're like, I guess I live in my house all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So in the before times, if I would be out and about somewhere and I would see something that caught my eye for a potential podcast subject, I would just put it in a note in my phone. Because a lot of times if I am out and about in the world, I'm taking a break. I don't want to devote a whole lot of mental time and space to work, but I also don't want to lose ideas that I stumble across that seem like they could be really interesting. So then the downside to that is sometimes years will pass between when I put something in a note in my phone and when I put the phone notes into any kind of more usable list of ideas. So back in, I think, 2018, you and I were in Washington, D.C. For a tour. And I went to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. And I wrote down like 6 or 7 things on a little note in my phone. W. Montague Cobb was one of them. I have no recollection of what the context was, like what specific thing I had seen at the museum that made me go, oh, this would make a really good topic for the show. But I did not actually put the note that I took into a, you know, a place where I would see it on a regular basis, like on my computer at work, until late 2020. So years passed between when I made that list and when I actually made the list into something more recognizable. I did just a bulk pass through the phone to put all the ideas that I had jotted down out in the world into my actual like short list of ideas. One of the things that I thought was a list of topic ideas that I had seen somewhere was actually locations from Skyrim. So anyway, that's how finally, more than 2 years of after having seen something that sparked my attention in Washington, D.C., finally got to this episode.
I never move them off the phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, I put them on the phone and I just now have a list on my phone. And I don't usually put context, so it's like a second layer of fun discovery when I go, what is that person saying? What is that word about? And then I'll look it up online and go, oh, that was fascinating. Good job, me, putting it on a list. So I think I will do an episode now.
Yeah, I was pretty much scanning back through my short list, including the late last year transferred over from the phone topic ideas. And I was like, oh, yeah, this does sound really interesting. Let's do this right now. One thing that we did not get into in the episode, we alluded to it a little bit. We didn't really go into it in a lot of detail, was that Cobb was really focused on the needs of Black doctors and Black patients and Black people as a whole. That was something he was obviously focused on, and it really makes sense that he would be focused on. And if there was anything that I could see as like a shortcoming in his work, it was that he did not seem entirely conscious of the fact that indigenous people were also still living in large numbers. Like I would occasionally find he would be describing sort of the state of medical care, and some of his descriptions of like the needs of indigenous patients would sound kind of dismissive. It sounded sort of like, well, but they're not. There aren't many anymore. That's like not really so much of a concern, but it definitely was and is still a concern. And I think that was just a, you know, sort of a trickle-down effect of his own focus and his own life experience and his own immersion in the world that he was immersed in. I generally love the idea that during cadaver labs, maybe the anatomy professor would be playing the violin to try to keep everyone relaxed. I have never done a cadaver lab, but I have watched like recorded video of cadaver labs when I was taking an anatomy course of that level. And it wasn't that it was a stressful experience, but I can just see it being nice to have some musical accompaniment to kind of occupy part of your mind during all that.
I feel like that is something that should be adopted for like any kind of lab where you're not necessarily interacting with language while you're doing it, right? Like a geology lab, also perfectly great when you do analysis of, for example, pictures of the night sky in an astronomy lab. I would love to have someone playing violin for any of that in my classes. That sounds amazing.
So, yeah, he seems to have had a very larger than life personality in a lot of ways, including playing the violin for his dissection labs. So it's Friday. Whatever's coming up for your weekend, I hope it goes as well as possible. If you'd like to drop us a note about anything, we're at historypodcast@iHeartRadio.com. And you can subscribe to the show on the iHeartRadio app and Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else that you get your podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.